So my next guest, Teboho Marobeng, has joined us a number of times before. We spoke to him right at the beginning of lockdown with respect to what you expect from the UIF, the relief funding that was going to come through. He's spoken to Kino and other members of our team a number of times. The last time I spoke to him, he spoke about being at about 15 billion rand in terms of the 30 billion rand that had been made available to support South Africans. I just want to hear from him how far along he is now and what is causing the delays. Teboho, how are you this morning?
I'm well in a
I'm great.
What are you serving on breakfast today?
Say again?
What are you serving for breakfast?
I'm serving you. I'm going to slice you up. Teboho, we're hungry. Seriously. What's happening with the payments?
Hey, I don't know if you remember in May, we had a fiber cable breaking just when we were launching the application for May.
Okay.
And last week, as we were launching the application for June, there was something with our programming that my team has been struggling to put their finger on the pulse. But it looks like by this weekend, at least, we would have sorted out this mishap.
By this weekend.
So people can apply by this weekend, yes.
Okay. And how far are we into the 30 billion at this point, and how far should we be?
In actual fact, we set aside 40 billion rand for this COVID, yes. And to date, we've spent already 27.9 billion rand.
All right. So that is getting to people that appropriately. Yeah. That's not incorrect payments now.
Yeah, that's getting to people, yes.
Okay. And my concern is what I hear from a number of our listeners, of course, is that their applications go in and they struggle. They struggle to get through. So I'm curious whether you're absolutely certain that you're hitting 100% of the people who are seeking funding or payment.
Yeah, I think, we are depending on the companies that apply, that they're applying for the people that work for them.
Mm.
And when we process and pay, that as we give them the money, it goes to the people that they've applied for. But there are a number of people that we have not paid because the relationship between the employer and the employee has not been confirmed by the employer.
I see.
And it's because an employer applies for 100 people, but out of the 100, only 50 they've insured, and the other 50 are not insured. And when you ask the employer, please insure the other 50 so we can pay, they take forever to do so. And we cannot own that relationship because it's not ours. It's the employer-employee relationship, yes.
Okay. So now we're at June. That's the payment that will be sorted out at the end of this weekend, or by this weekend, you say. How much longer will the special payment still be available, the TERS payment?
We're only paying for April, May, June. That's all we're paying for.
So this is the last payout?
This is the last payout for the month of June, yes.
But
we pay as long as there's still application coming through, but only for the 3 months.
Yeah, I mean, Teboho, one of the things, I mean, I know you're saying that it's 40 billion, but when we first spoke, remember, I think it was something like 10 that could go up to 30. So there has been some additional, I suppose, relief being available. Are there no indications from Treasury that there might be more support? Obviously, the bulk of South Africa hasn't been able to bounce right back into work.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, we are in discussions with the social partners on what else can be done. Because, yes, it's true, there are people who are not going back to work as yet until that sector of the economy is open. And we are looking at what else can be done. Can we introduce another benefit for them? We are looking at that matter. We are not yet finalized yet.
Yeah.
But I'm sure, like you and other listeners, you are worried that July is upon us and the decision has not been made. It's because the country does not have money right now. So we're looking all over where we can find money. Sorry.
No, I understood. I mean, it's difficult. It's difficult to accept that when, you know, we're still debating keeping the airline for an extra 10 billion. I wonder why we can't find 10 billion for these people. But that's something that will come out of Treasury, Teboho. Let's talk a little bit about the actual mechanics of this. I remember in one conversation that you and I had, you indicated that given the fact that the UIF payout is essentially something that needs to happen on the back of a person's tax number, that it might be more efficient for SARS to manage the payouts, and maybe you won't have all of these issues because SARS regularly receives and pays out money to taxpayers. Did anything come of that?
Oh, yes. We did have a meeting with SARS. And the view was that they could run a parallel solution with us. But at that time, in our engagement, they felt that for them to develop such a solution might take longer. And whilst they're developing, it would mean people are suffering and not enjoying the benefit. So it could be something of the future.
Okay.
But what we did with SARS was when people apply and you cannot find them on our database, we use the SARS database to run a comparison and then process the payment. So it simplified things in that way.
Okay, so that managed, yes. That allowed you to get money further to more people.
That's true, yes.
Okay, and so if we were to see an extension, you said you were speaking to the social partners, if we were to see an extension, Tebogo, of more relief coming through the TERS payments, about how much longer do you think that could go on for?
I don't know. You're putting me in a corner.
we're all in a tough position. So, you know, you don't get any relief.
I cannot commit to that, Rufilwe. Honestly, no. You'll hold me to it if I do.
I will. I mean, it's difficult. I empathize with your position, but it's going to be very difficult for the government to look South Africans in the face and kind of shrug.
If you think about it,
No, go ahead.
Okay. If you think about it, there's going to be people who are going to lose jobs also. And that means UIF has to put money aside to pay over 2 million South Africans who lose jobs. So the demand for UIF is far from over. And that's why we need to stop at some point with COVID tests and be ready for possible job losses. Oh, and by the way, Rufilwe, we have another TERS benefit. And maybe I think that's the other part that you haven't touched on. What we're paying now is a COVID TERS. We also have an ordinary TERS benefit for companies in distress. And I think we're going to start receiving more applications on that TERS as the economy opens.
All right. So there is still support that is in there, just not necessarily COVID-related.
Exactly, yes.
All right. Tebogo, what's the AUM of the UIF at this point?
With us having spent 27 billion rands, I think we're sitting at around 130.
Okay.
We started off at 160, and now we've dropped. Plus the market performance and also the downgrade that we had at the beginning of the year, just before lockdown.
Right.
Our AUM did take a knock, of course.
Okay. Tebogo Maropeng, UIF Commissioner, always very candid with us. Thank you very much. We realize your hands are tired, but so are ours. All right, you have a good one. We'll catch up with you soon. It's 14 minutes past 7. Zane has your traffic.